All right. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson, and come on. I know the one-hit wonders. You got to let it roast, is.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Unbelievable. The Rich Jinx continues.
That is unbelievable.
Unreal.
You just mocked them.
5 minutes left in regulation, and I said, you know what? The guy told me that they weren't going to score in regulation. It was going to be over. And then, sure enough, Argentina comes back and ties it. 1-1. So
not Messi. I thought it was Messi, but it's Enzo Fernandez who has tied the game.
Okay, the equalizer. I just don't want England to win because I like the Scottish too much. They were too awesome when they were here. And you know what? Matter of fact, if England loses, we should get Kat on again from Scotland. We'll call
celebrate.
Her in Scotland just to come in and just dance on their grave.
She was great, wasn't she?
She was awesome. She was great. The Scots were great.
Listen to that accent. Just from her voice, you know, it was excellent.
It's true. It's like Scottish might be one of the more just pleasant to hear. Yeah. Like, I love that accent. And you know what? Now I want to go there because Scotland was not even on my radar. And I like it. Like, I've been to like Denmark before, and I've been to Ireland, but for some reason, like Scotland was just kind of
Scotland.
Like,
Don't you do the golf trip or the Scotch whiskey tour or whatever?
It's the birthplace of golf, right?
Yeah, right.
St. Andrews. So that would be a reason I would want to go. Other than that,
it's pretty cool. You got a lot of castles.
There you go. Speaking of castles, the Odyssey, as you were telling me.
Oh yeah. Debuted at 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Man, that's
just
crazy.
It's the highest debut ranking for a Christopher Nolan film ever. I am getting excited. I have tickets tomorrow, sick brag, 6:15.
Nice.
A 3-hour movie getting that.
But not IMAX.
Yeah, that's a long time, man.
It is.
It just, you know, sometimes movies can be, you know, 30 minutes.
I know, Rich can't handle that. He, like, Home Run Derby, he wanted it shorter.
Yeah.
You can take a 3-hour movie?
Movies need to be shorter. Movies are too long nowadays.
Okay.
We're at a point where a Spider-Man movie is 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Well, I don't hear you complaining about The Odyssey. You've been typing this up for months.
Because The Odyssey looks awesome. It's different. It's The Odyssey. This looks really good. Now, Oppenheimer was 3 hours. I don't need that.
I read somewhere where Matt Damon said he was like the 12th or 13th pick to be the lead in that, which
he
I'm aligned.
It was actually a great clip, though, Teddy, because I saw that. And he was doing an interview with Nolan, and Matt Damon goes, I'm just happy I got the role and not the usuals, like the Leonardo da Vinci's, the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and then Nolan said, Nolan just goes, yeah, bang
it,
passed on it.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I thought was great about this is in all these interviews, Matt Damon is talking about, you know, the cool thing about this movie is that if there's a scene that has 1,000 people in a battle, it's actually 1,000 people. He doesn't want to use CGI. If there's 28 boats in the water, it's 28 boats in the water.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm all in, and I can't understand why, a movie, like, who are the 2% who obviously didn't like it? No, I've not seen
probably
it.
Too long, people.
But most of the people on there, I saw read one review that said that the best picture race is over. Like, this is it.
Well, I was listening to his interview, too, Nolan, and he was saying how with the IMAX film, they have to stop it every 3 minutes.
Yeah.
There's only,
right?
Every reel is to be changed. So in the middle of a scene, they have to tell the actors to stop.
There was only one studio that could actually edit this type of film. In
wild.
Burbank somewhere.
And it's so loud, apparently, that camera, the IMAX camera, that they had to build this bubble around it so it wouldn't bleed into every scene, the sound of it. So, I mean, the way that they had to actually advance the technology in order to film this, and it is a sin because, Ken, both you and I are not seeing it on IMAX.
No, I'm not.
So I've got,
I caved. I just wanted to see it first.
So 6:15, you're going to have to just call ass from here.
But Stiz said there's like 30 minutes of previews, so I'm good.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's going to be good previews, too. When it's a big movie, they put all the big previews before it. You're probably going to see Avengers.
Spider-Man.
You're Spider-Man or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
by the way, is Matt Damon underrated? Like, we were talking earlier in the week, like, best actor of...
Argentina!
Damn! What the hell?
Argentina! At 91
Don't
minutes!
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
What
Screw
did you,
you
do, Rich?
Screw you, England! Oh, England, you suck! You and your freaking
Don't jinx
Harry Kane.
It might have been actually Messi who scored this one. Maybe. I don't know. Unless they just keep going to him.
Oh, that's great.
How do they do this?
Man.
That is incredible.
And by the way, I said regulations. We only got one in regulations. I think we're in it. And the thing is, but the stupid fee we're seeing, we can't see what the plus number is. The added time.
Dude, we got to do picks this year, and I'm going to bet every game that you bet for, I'm going to go against and see how I do this.
Even
year.
If Brunson was going to win best athlete tonight at the ESPYs, they've now switched
it. Yeah, you ruined it.
They're right.
Brunson
that off.
Is going to win every award he's up for tonight.
No, he will not.
He will
this guy's going to win it. Can you
Messi's not going to win it.
He just scored the game-winning goal with the 92nd minute.
Oh.
Dude, it doesn't matter. At the ESPYs, he's not even going to be there. They want to give it to a guy who's going to be there. He's the king of New York. It's an American broadcast. It's like the ESPYs. They're not going to give it to
Messi. That's a good point.
You've been wrong so often. I'm so confident now.
The card they're scratching out. Brunson's and putting in Messi's name.
Sorry, Brunson.
Wow.
You know what? It's and I love it, too, when it's a guy like Messi because it makes the olds feel good. You know, it was like you rooted for Tyson when he had that fight with Jake Paul. It's like, come on, do one for the olds. And you know what? And he's out there. He's, you know, he's the Tom Brady of soccer.
What a legend.
Yeah.
He really is, man.
So you got to root for him now because and England sucks. You don't want England to win. You just don't. and that Kane guy looks like a kind of a D-bag, too.
And this is a painful way to lose for England. I mean.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if they lose. You know, the only thing that would be better is if there was like a shootout at the end. But, you know.
Bellingham's losing it. Look at him.
But they're already next to time.
Oh, they're getting trash talking. It might be a fight.
Yeah. England's got to be. Oh,
yellow card. Oh, boy. Don't blow it here. Argentina's gums are flapping.
Wow. Yeah. They're getting all pissed. I'm telling you, this is like Tom Brady. He like keeps his cool when the pressure's the worst. And that's much like what Messi's doing right there.
Now, I don't know soccer. Maybe some people listening do. Did they go into like a prevent defense to try to hold on to the 1-0 lead? Is that what happens?
Oh, yeah.
They're playing not to lose instead of to win?
They will now. Yeah. Argentina, they're going to pack it big time.
So, in cases like this, don't you usually take the best strikers off the field and you bring in like the brutes?
I would.
I mean, that's what I think that...
Four corners offense.
Yeah, I guess so. Listen to me talking like
I don't know.
Like I know soccer. Please, somebody with an accent, call us and tell us. 617-779-7937. So it's at best part is I put $100 in Argentina just in case you're rooting for England.
Well, Messi didn't score. It was the assist for Messi. I'm sorry. I'm just seeing the replay.
Well, good.
It's a beautiful cross from Messi in the box and a header to go up 2-1.
I love it. And I don't even know how much extra time is left. It's just we're sitting here, but it's in a couple
minutes.
Hey, we can try
to call Scottish Jimmy. Remember Scottish Jimmy, the caller?
Yeah. Get
Argentina Jimmy.
Get Scottish Jimmy on the phone because he's got to be like covering himself in peanut butter right now that England's losing.
He might be.
Do you have his number?
I do.
Call him right now.
All right.
Let's get him on. He's got to be feeling pretty good about himself.
Boy, the extra minutes, this game's got to be ending any time here, man.
Oh, it's got to be just so crushing if you're those guys.
Great way in the 250th year of our country for England to go out, I say. Just like this, painfully.
I agree, man.
And I'll tell you what, you're going to hear like all of these 28-3 comparisons. Brady's going to tweet something dumb like he did the other day, 23. Listen, the only other thing you compare to 28-3 was what the Knicks did during that one game. I've never seen anything like that before. This is a awesome, awesome come-from-behind win.
It was plus 9, by the way, so at least not 4 more minutes. Not over yet.
Oh, plus 9? Okay, yeah.
All right. We'll get Scottish Jimmy on the phone. We'll see if we can talk to him. In the meantime, if you think that you are better at everything than Ken Laird, give us a call. 617-779-7937. If you think you are smarter than him, if you think you can take Ken head on,
well, that's not hard.
I want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. I need you to bring your A game. All right?
What because do we got here?
Here is where Ken proves that he is better than everyone at everything.
Oh, really?
Ken versus the world.
Wow, that's true to me.
Ken versus everybody. 617-779-7937. If you've ever wanted Radio Glory, it is your chance to do it here. We'll be back in 2 minutes.